SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has endorsed former President Trump. He did so yesterday afternoon during a lengthy speech, putting to rest his own tumultuous independent campaign.
And now, to throw my support to President Trump, the causes were free speech, the war in Ukraine, and the war on our children.
Kennedy's campaign first confirmed the endorsement in a court filing in Pennsylvania before he took the stage for a speech in the battleground state of Arizona. The Biden administration next month will relaunch a program for every American to order free COVID-19 tests.
U.S. households will be able to order up to 4 COVID-19 nasal swab tests when the federal program reopens in September. That's according to the website covidtest.gov. No exact date has been given. A government spokesperson said the tests will detect current virus strains and can be ordered ahead of the holiday season when family and friends gather for celebrations. The government is also urging people to get an updated booster. Earlier this week, regulators approved an updated vaccine that's designed to combat recent virus strains. I'm Shelley Adler.
The Secret Service has placed at least 5 agents on leave. That includes a head of the Pittsburgh field office as a result of its investigation into last month's assassination attempt against former President Donald Trump. It's expected to be a busy Labor Day travel weekend this year.
AAA reports domestic travel during the last holiday weekend of the summer could jump as much as 9% compared to last year. They say some families may choose to travel to closer destinations due to time constraints.
That's correspondent Tayshia Stevens reporting. She says that according to AAA, some of the top U.S. destinations next weekend are likely to include state and national parks. This is SRN News. One leading medical group is questioning transgender ideology.
The American Society of Plastic Surgeons tells the Manhattan Institute that it does not support sex change operations for children, breaking with virtually the entire American medical community, which has thrown its support behind virtually every assertion and demand of the transgender community. The ASPS says there's no good evidence suggesting that sex change operations are good for young people in the long run. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
As students return to colleges across the U.S., administrators are bracing for a resurgence in anti-Semitic protests of the kind that swept campuses last spring. The summer break has provided a chance for school officials to regroup and strategize for the fall semester. Some new rules imposed by universities include banning encampments, limiting the duration of demonstrations, allowing protests only in designated spaces, and restricting campus access to some people. This is SRN News. At first glance, it may look like an unassuming farm, but as John Scott reports, there's a whole lot more going on.
Welcome to the National Animal Disease Center, located in Ames, a government research facility in Iowa where 43 scientists work with pigs, cows, and other animals, pushing to solve the bird flu outbreak currently spreading through U.S. animals and develop ways to stop it. Particularly important is the testing of a cow vaccine designed to stop the continued spread of the virus, thereby hopefully reducing the risk that it will someday become a widespread disease in people. John Scott reporting.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says with inflation nearly defeated and the job market cooling off, the Fed is prepared to start cutting its key interest rate from the current 23-year high. Powell did not say exactly when, but it is widely expected the Fed will probably cut rates by about a quarter point at its next meeting in September. More details at SRNNews.com.